Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
A story here from the local NPR station in Kansas City, and we'll speak with Sam Zeff in just a moment, who authored this piece. The family of a Kansas college cross-country runner has set up a GoFundMe page after she was found unconscious in a field during practice last week. Delia Montez, a freshman at Dodge City Community College, is in critical condition at a Wichita hospital, according to the KBI. The Ford County Sheriff's Office called in the KBI after Montez was discovered last week. This is the first criminal investigation into a heat-related incident at a Kansas community college. Despite calls from the families, criminal investigations were not launched into the deaths of football players at Garden City Community College and Fort Scott Community College. Sam Zeff, local reporter, dare I say legend, joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Scott. Dare you say.
Sam, it makes me sick to my stomach, and every August I get this pit in my stomach because I feel like we're the epicenter of these cases, and I don't understand how it keeps happening.
Well, we're not exactly the epicenter. Going back, there's records going back 20 or 30 years that show there's a pretty steady number of heat-related deaths, mostly in football around the country. It's just been particularly bad here over the last 6 years. Scott mentioned Braden Bradford, who died at Garden City Community College after being on campus one day, where he grew up on the Jersey Shore. The death of Tyrell Williams at Fort Scott Community College, and more locally, you'll remember the death at Mid-America Nazarene College 2 years ago, and the young man, 15 years old, who died just last year at Shawnee Mission Northwest. What makes this different, radically different, is that almost all heat-related deaths happen in football linemen. In fact, 97% of football heat-related deaths over the last 20 years have been linemen. 100% of those who died in high school have been linemen. And it's because they're very big. Coaches tend to run them too much, and it's very difficult to dissipate the heat. What makes this different is this is a young woman, 18 years old, freshman, a small cross-country and distance runner. So this is, when I talk to my exertional heat stroke experts, they are confounded by this. And then on top of that, as you mentioned, the KBI investigation. What's true about that is that the KBI doesn't take every case that is referred to it. Most cases the KBI work are referred to them by other law enforcement agencies. I put a call into the Ford County Sheriff. I didn't hear back. So we don't know why Ford County, which is not a podunk county, they have investigators in the Ford County Sheriff's Office, why they decided they had to hand that over to the KBI. But it is a big difference from the internal investigations or the law firm investigations that were done in the previous deaths that you talked about.
Sam, the temperature we know last Thursday in Dodge City was 101. We can assume the feels like temperature was higher. I've always wondered with respect to the community colleges, do the coaches all get together in some chat room and talk about these cases? And if not, why not? Because I would think that somehow the policies would change, you would hope, after the death of one or two, but we've had so many.
Yeah, there are, in fact, guidelines from both the Kansas Jayhawk Community College Conference. That's the conference that takes in all community colleges in Kansas, and also the National Junior College Athletic Association. They are guidelines. Neither organization is particularly adept at investigating or enforcing. Dodge City Community College said that they were practicing within the guidelines of the conference. They're also supposed to take what is called wet bulb temperature. This is a device that combines the air temperature and the humidity to get exactly what you're talking about. What does it feel like? They said that they had done that. I've done a Candace Open Records request for that data. I haven't gotten it back yet. I've also asked for police reports from the Ford County Sheriff. Just this afternoon, I was getting some pushback from them. But records will come out. Certainly the KBI has most, if not all, of that information by now. They were called in last week. So a picture of what happened will start to emerge. Here's what we know. Practice started at 1:30, and she was found in a field at 5:30. What happened in between, we don't know. I've also asked for training records and practice records, which are open, by the way. Remember, Dodge City Community College is just like a school district. It has a board of trustees that is elected, and they are subject to the Kansas Open Records Act. So data will be forthcoming. But in that three-hour period, we don't know what she was doing or what happened. We also don't know who discovered her. It's a very small team. You know, you think, well, yeah, you know, around this time before school starts, if you're driving down Ward Parkway in the morning, you see groups of high school students running.
Yeah.
The entire cross-country team at Dodge City Community College, according to the roster, is maybe 10 people.
Okay.
So where are they running as a group? How long is that workout? You know, a cross-country meet is 2 miles. I don't know what the workout is. So was she running alone? Was she discovered by a teammate, by a coach? Did she not reach the destination and then they went looking for her? We don't know any of this, but a timeline will start to emerge in the next week or so.
Sam, do we know if her run that day was sanctioned by the community college? Was this part of practice, or was she just running on her own for extra workout?
No. This was a practice scheduled, I assume, overseen by coaches.
Yeah.
And what that workout was, we simply don't know at this point. But we will. But it was in fact an official college practice that she was attending. Here's an odd thing, if I can say. Her name does not show up on either the Dodge City Community College cross-country roster or track roster. I don't know why that is. I asked the community college for an explanation, and I was just pointed back to the statement that they've been giving out.
Like it's been wiped, or we don't know that at this point?
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, you know, she clearly goes there, right? She, you know, she went to Dodge City High School, and this is important. You know, in the death at Garden City Community College, that was a Jersey Shore guy who had never really practiced in that heat or at that elevation. They don't call it the High Plains for nothing.
Right.
But Delia went to Dodge City High School. She grew up there, so she was acclimated to that environment. So it's probably it doesn't have anything to do with that. I'm not saying it doesn't have anything to do with the heat, but I don't think it has anything to do with the elevation.
Sam, I want to get this out because one of the things in the other cases that we know that it just breaks my heart when you think about it is some of these kids. I'm not saying in this case, but some of these kids, and in the death, Scott, this was their ticket to higher education, right? Mm-hmm. And we know this with the football players, Sam. You know, maybe we need to do a better part of educating the players as well, where they will run through a brick wall for that coach. And if you start feeling sick, so many of these players don't want to be seen as weak. On the first day you're there, you're trying to impress the coach. And then we have a young man who lost his life.
Yeah, well, we have several. You're absolutely right. You know, the odd thing about community college athletics is that at the high school level, the Kansas State High School Activities Association, various school districts, it's a pretty highly regulated endeavor. at the NCAA level, whether it's 1A, Division II, also pretty highly regulated. The community college athletics in America is sort of betwixt and between. Again, you know, the NCAA has investigators. If there's a problem at a high school, it can be investigated, but that's not really the case at community colleges. So it is difficult to enforce, and there's a lot of coaches who are looking to do the same thing that that junior college athletes. You know, they want to move on to a 4-year college. They want to move up in the ranks. So there is an enormous amount of pressure all the way around. You know, these kids who go to play football or track or whatever, you know, they're looking for a scholarship when they get done at their community college at a 4-year school. So there is, as you say, an enormous amount of pressure to perform, and how that gets regulated at the community college and junior college level, I simply don't know.
Sam Zaff with KCUR, thank you as always for your reporting. We hope that she pulls through and is okay, currently in critical condition at a hospital in Wichita. Please keep us posted, Sam.
Yep, I will say she does, as you mentioned, she does have a GoFundMe page. There's going to be a big fundraiser. I just talked to the woman who organized the GoFundMe page at the local mall on August 29th. There's going to be a big fundraiser for her for her family. So it is really nice to see the community Dodge City rally behind this young woman.
Very well. Sam Zaff, be well. We'll talk soon.
Quick break, 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.